It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
So many questions, so many answers. We've got David Pollack, of course, and I am so blessed to be co-hosting this show, Beauty Inside Out, with him because he has the answers to the most pressing beauty questions. Don't you, David?
Uh-oh.
Don't you?
Uh-oh. Let's see if you can stump
like,
me.
What?
I got to know this stuff? No. Let's see what you got. No, I know we get a lot of emails from different listeners. And so I know you may have some questions. You've got some that you've gotten through the emails and the blogs. Let's hit with some of the questions that you get hit with most.
All right. What is the best time to apply moisturizer?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. And that's a vague question, so let me think how to answer it. First, I'm going to say every morning at night is the simple answer. But the biggest thing is after you cleanse your skin, and I mean in the morning and night, never go to bed with makeup on your face. Make sure to clean it every morning and every night. Remove the impurities. I love a cleanser with a light exfoliator. Then I would suggest using a serum, because then you have a targeted solution that'll absorb into the body, and then follow with your moisturizer. And I would do that every morning, and I would do that every night.
All right, now I'm going to add a question to this for folks.
Okay.
What is the difference between a serum and a moisturizer?
They spell them differently. No. See, a moisturizer is more what you're familiar with a lotion or cream to hydrate the face. A serum is a targeted solution with a higher level of actives. So your skin changes throughout the year. So when it does, your skin's need change. Maybe you're going away somewhere, but whatever your skin needs are different than mine. We both need a moisturizer, but I may have extra dry skin, or I may be worried about more wrinkles than you are, or maybe you're worried about an age spot. So you would find a targeted solution that have a high level of actives, and that's what a serum really does. It goes to the lower layers of the skin and delivers the actives.
Okay, so it's now, are some of those actives moisturizing agents, or does it depend
Yes.
on the serum?
It depends on the serum. Again, my best analogy is they're targeted solutions. So find the targeted solution you need, find out something that addresses your specific need, and use it underneath your moisturizer so it has a chance to absorb to the lower layers, and then follow with a moisturizer. Moisturizing creams typically don't have a high level of actives. They have a lot of actives in them, some of them, but they're not as high as in a serum. So serums are much, 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 much more potent. And again, you can find them based on your specific needs. So they run the whole gamut, and it'll help complement your use of a moisturizer. So you can have a customized skincare line, if you will, at that point. The serums allow you to customize it.
You know, I love your pure attitude. Now, how often do I need to at what age should I start using moisturizer?
You're never too young. No. As a teenager, you know, you're fighting acne and you've got all kinds of other hormonal problems going on. So I'm going to argue, is that the right time? But I'm going to tell you, by the time you hit age 20, while you're in your 20s, now is the time to start developing a good skincare regimen. Just like you exercise to keep your body healthy, you need to do the same with your skin. You need to cleanse your skin. You need to moisturize. You need to use an eye cream. And I know those in their 20s think they're invincible. Nothing's going to ever happen to them. They don't have any wrinkles yet. Now's not the time. Well, now is the time if you want to stay that way. If you take care of your skin today, it will make a difference, not just a small difference today. It'll make a huge difference 10 years from now or 5 years from now. So start taking care of yourself. So when your friends are starting to turn 30, you're going to start seeing wrinkles in them and you're not. And I can tell you many, many, many different friends of mine that did not take care of their skin. And when we get-togethers, you can see who takes care of themselves and who doesn't. And probably they look about 10 or 15 years age difference between some of the people in our group. And it's the lifestyle choices they've made.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I was making healthy lifestyle choices in my 20s in terms of exercise and what I was eating, but I didn't always take care of my skin, for example, using the sun to clear up acne, or, you know, letting myself not always wearing sun protection. So I was on the right track, but then I kind of fell off. But what I've noticed, though, is that with the right serums and the products, you can reverse some damage, correct?
You can. Yeah. You definitely can reverse some of the damage. You can repair some of the damage. But the best skincare regimen I'm going to suggest is preventative. So definitely. While we're trying to reverse the damage that we're seeing at our age or my age, because I'm definitely older than you, but you know, at 48, I see more damage and I want to minimize it, especially not just today, but 10 years from now. So when I'm 58, I want to continue looking younger. And I have people that tell me I look younger than I really am. I hope they mean it. But that's because I take care of my skin and try and reverse the damage and prevent future damage. And that's what skincare is all about. Just like with eating, you know, as you mentioned, eating healthy. I've lost weight and I want to, truly my diet and why I started losing weight and exercising more wasn't just so I look better today. It's 10 years from now. I didn't want to have the heart problems. I didn't want to develop cancer. I don't want to not have the energy to do things. So skincare is the same. Just like you take care of the inside, you need to take care of the outside. Beauty from the inside out.
Oh, I completely agree, and I'm all about prevention as well. All right, how often do I need to clean my makeup brushes?
Often. Everybody gets lazy and doesn't want to have to do it. It's even like your hairbrushes. And I'm going to tell you, every month or two, every day you're putting makeup on it, every day it's touching your skin, every day it's exposed to the humidity of your bathroom, every day it has the opportunity to grow bacteria. So if you cleaned them every week, it wouldn't hurt my feelings, but let's face it, who's got the time? So every month, every 2 months, I would sit there and clean them. I'd use a bowl of water with some baking soda in it. You could use some soap to clean it out, but make sure to use a little bit of baking soda and let them soak, and then rinse them well. And the key is to kill the bacteria, get rid of all the buildup in it, and just have clean, clean brushes for touching your skin.
Now, I use foundation, or mostly tinted moisturizer, to be honest. That comes in a tube, so I apply it with my fingers, but I wash my hands really well before applying. Do you think that's all right, or should you use like they have those little wedgy kind of spongy things to put on makeup with?
I'm going to say whatever works best for you. Okay, now using your fingers, I'm going to go back to is probably the easiest because it's probably the lazier way to do it versus the wedges, forgive me. But the biggest thing you just said, and I almost stopped you, so I'm glad you said it because I didn't expect it to come out of your mouth. I'm so thrilled, is you said you wash your hands first. Now, how many of our listeners don't wash their hands first and they just apply it and all you now have your dirty hands and all those impurities going on your skin and being locked in with the makeup? So the key is if you're going to apply any makeup or even your skincare, wash your hands very well first, and it'll make a huge, huge difference.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm glad I'm doing that right. Do makeup products have an expiration date?
Yes. You know, the mascara and the eyeshadows are the ones that have the shortest expiration. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't care what the manufacturers say. I'm going to tell you the truth as a chemist. Once you open the bottle, water can evaporate. Things you're injecting impurities or other environmental insults as you put your dirty hands into it, your dirty brushes, etc. But more importantly, if that product dries out at all and you put a mascara on, it's a little bit flaky tonight. While you're out or during the day, you blink your eyelashes or flash your beautiful eyes, and a little flake goes into your eyes, you can damage your eyes. So you're dealing with powders and flakiness that you don't want to do around the eyes. So I would suggest keeping fresh product around, and I'd replace your eye products like that every 3 months. I would replace most of your makeup every 6 months, and your skincare 6 months after opening, at the very worst 1 year. But I would definitely not keep it any longer from the date you open it. And so just keep replacing things often. You should be using them up. They're designed to be used within a few months anyway, so they shouldn't be sitting around that long.
Oh boy, I gotta go through my mascaras.
It gives you an excuse to go shopping.
I need a new one. That is true.
And you want to update the colors as well. So you know, change with the fashion and update the colors, but keep your products fresh and keep them keep them working like they were formulated to. Get the most benefit out of it. Don't try and stretch every last penny out of it and use it past its expiration. You wouldn't do that with your food. Why would you do that with things going on your skin when your body absorbs these chemicals? So definitely, definitely clean your bathroom out.
All right. How many times a day should a person wash their face?
Twice a day, every morning and every night. Don't ever go to bed with makeup on. That is the most dangerous thing you can do because it's going to sit and clog your pores. Now, don't wash your skin too often because the water actually washes away some of the natural oils that lock in moisture. So overwashing your skin several times a day can dry it out. So wash it every morning and every night. Now, you and I have got a bunch of tips, and we're going to run out of time here, but each week, send in your emails, send us questions, and we'll be glad to answer them here. We have a bunch posted on justaskdavid.com. We'll be glad to answer them. So we're running out of time for today, so I want to tell you, I appreciate all the emails. Lisa and I love being able to answer them. I'm David Pollack, with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.